Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to Zero Waste Imperfectly. I'm your host, Sheila, and I am the owner of Life Essentials Refillery in Wesley Chapel and in Tampa. So today I want to talk to you about beans. I know it sounds terribly boring, but it turns out I have been cooking my beans completely wrong for all the years that I've been cooking beans. And what exactly am I doing wrong? I am not sprouting them ahead of time. And I have been wasting nutrients and all kinds of other things and protein by not pre-soaking them and letting them sprout. So the first benefit is, we're going to go over five things. So the first reason is for you to sprout your beans is increased nutrient availability. So when you sprout the beans, you unlock the nutrients and make them more bioavailable, which means it enhances your absorption, including the vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that are inside the beans that you would typically miss if you had not sprouted them first. Secondly, it improves your digestibility. So sprouted beans are easier to digest because they have reduced anti-nutrients like phytic acid and enzyme inhibitors. So if you soak them, you will have less digestive issues. You will have less gurgling in your tummy and less bloating. And again, it's absorbed more readily in your body. So next, enzyme activation. So sprouting activates the enzymes that aid in digestion and nutrient assimilation. The enzymatic activity helps break down complex compounds, making nutrients more accessible and beneficial for the body. Awesome. So why not get the most out of the food that you have? So if you're cooking beans and going through all this, why not just start 2 days ahead? I know it sounds like a lot, but it's really not hard. Start 2 days ahead and let them sprout. It's so much better for you. So the fourth point is enhanced protein quality. So sprouted beans have an increased protein content and improved amino acid profiles compared to unsprouted beans. One article I was reading said it had up to 14 to 21% more protein in a sprouted bean than an unsprouted bean. So if you're plant-based like I am, having that extra protein, it's a huge deal. It makes a big difference. And finally, sprouting beans reduces the glycemic index. So if you are watching your sugar intake, this is huge. So definitely consider sprouting your beans. And it's really easy to sprout beans. All you do is you take your beans, you put them in the water. The bigger the beans, the more water they'll absorb. So I use a quart-sized mason jar. I add maybe a third of the way full of beans. Fill the rest with water. I let it sit for between 4 and 8 hours. I drain it out. And then 3 times a day for the next 2 days, I add water, I slosh them around and rinse them, and then drain most of the water out. They actually have sprouting lids for jars, but if you don't have one, you can find alternative ways. So I just lay it on side, let the water run out. And then if you have, just cover it with something so nothing flies in there. You don't want something funky growing in there. And just continue to do that. And day one, day two, you'll start seeing that tail come out. If you want to let them grow a little further, you can, or you can just go ahead and cook them. If you're using Instapot, like that's my preferred method of cooking beans, you'll reduce your cooking time by a little bit because they do get done much quicker than the unsprouted version. And it's healthier, and it's so awesome. Plus, it's fun for the kids to do. So I'd love to know what your experience is with sprouting beans. Do you still cook them or do you let them grow even longer and eat them raw, which you can do also? I'd love to hear from you. You can find us on all platforms at Life Essentials Refillery. Thanks for tuning in and hope you have a great day.